It might be yet another year that most people want to forget. That does not mean 2021 did not have its successes and good news stories. In 2021, Barrhead area residents celebrated several successes. The leader staff combed our issues and selected some of our favorite good news stories over the past year. Starting the year, in our January 19th issue, we told our readers about George Visser, a longtime Nearlandia area farmer, being nominated to Alberta's Agricultural Hall of Fame. Technically, Visser was nominated in late 2020, but due to delays, in part due to the pandemic, the province announced his appointment in early January. Visser entered the hall as part of the 2020 class with Walter Poshkowski and David Price. He is the 6th County of Barrhead resident to be inducted into the Agricultural Hall of Fame. The others are Claire and Hubert Anderson, Gloria Paquette, Dr. Hugh Horner and Lloyd Lee. County of Barrhead Cown. Walter Proches, who helped nominate Visser, said the honor was long overdue, as his influence on the province's agricultural industry is undeniable. Proches said the move away from the typical mixed farm that Visser grew up on started to change in the early 1970s. He is one of the farmers who really influenced the industry and helped move it away from the small, family-owned mixed farms with a few dairy cows, chickens, pigs or sheep, along with hay and grain crops to that of specialization and intensive agriculture, he said. Marilyn Flock, the now retired, longtime agricultural fieldman for the county, said she could not think of a more deserving person to be inducted to the province's Agricultural Hall of Fame. Flock worked with Visser through his involvement in the Agricultural Services Board, ASB. He was a progressive thinker, she said. During his time on the ASB, we were able to accomplish things that at the time were the first in the province. We did a lot of test plot work, learning what crops and products would be best used, adding to the provincial shelterbelt program to create one of our own, working on conservation through the creation of county-run initiatives and working with farmers. Staying in touch in our February 16th issue, readers learned how 94-year-old Martha Newman kept in touch with her friends at the Barrhead Continuing Care Center through her daily 2-kilometer constitutional. Due to the pandemic, visitation to seniors' living facilities has been severely restricted, including limiting visitation to one support person only. However, Newman did not let the restrictions stop her from her daily visitation rounds. "We wave at each other through the window," Newman said. And like the post office, she does not let the weather stop her from her appointed rounds. The day that we talked to Newman, she had just returned from one of her daily visits. The temperature was -41°C swinging for the fence. The organizers of the annual Jack Pine Slow Pitch Tournament were able to donate $9,600 to the Stollery Children's Hospital Foundation. The softball tournament has been an annual tradition in Fort Assiniboine since the 1980s, but it has only been recently that the event has become a fundraiser for the Stollery. September's tournament was the 4th and would have been the 5th, if COVID-19 hadn't cancelled the event 2020 event. "We just wanted to do something good. As parents of a daughter with a disability, we have been to the Stollery a lot," said Darren Wood, who organizes the tournament with his wife, Jennifer. Barrhead Man celebrates 105th birthday on September 23rd, in a small gathering in his room at Hillcrest Lodge with his children Sean and Connie. Ender celebrated his 105th birthday. Otto grew up on a farm in Stony Plain and was the 4th oldest of 11 children. "He is the only one left," Connie said. Otto moved to Barrhead in about 1954 to be closer to his wife's, Mildred Mayer, relatives, a few years after being discharged from the Canadian Armed Forces. He enlisted in 1942. In Barrhead, he worked as a truck driver for what was then Barrhead Transport, a post he held for more than 20 years. As for the biggest change Otto has seen in his close to 70 years in Barrhead, he said he wasn't sure. But he said one of the most visible changes is the paved streets. "It was all dirt, with no sidewalks," he said. "Restoring faith in humanity." 6 kittens have a new lease on life thanks to a Barrhead woman, Bar North Veterinary Clinic and the public's generosity. Late in the afternoon of October 13, Fleur Whitley was making her final trip of the day to collect leaves for the community garden at the town of Barrhead's compost site near the fire hall when she heard a strange sound. It turns out the noise was the mewing of 6 newborn kittens in a securely tied double grocery bag next to a newly dumped pile of leaves. "They were just screaming," she said. Whitley brought the kittens to Bar North Veterinary Clinic near their closing time. They told me they might have to be put down, Whitley said. Fortunately, that wasn't the case as a Bar North staff member took them home to bottle feed the kittens, who were estimated to be only 3 or 4 days old. The staff member then put out an SOS via their Facebook page looking for people to foster the young kittens, especially those with a nursing mother cat that might be capable of adding to her litter. Within a few hours, Bar North received several offers from people willing to either hand-feed the newborns or add them to a nursing mother's litter. RCMP Honor 2 County of Barrhead residents on October 1, RCMP Eastern District SUPT. Shane Ramtimal and Barrhead Detachment Commander Sergeant Bob Dodds presented the pair with the District Commander's Certificate of Appreciation for their participation in helping a Barrhead RCMP member successfully apprehend a suspect. On September 11, Martin responded to a complaint about a violent altercation of two individuals involving a knife about 12 miles southwest of Barrhead. However, when Martin arrived, he found a clearly agitated individual. A physical altercation then ensued, and although Martin had the situation under control, Dodd said, it was tenuous. It was at about this time when Tuaninga and Munye happened to be passing by in their pickup. At first, they drove by, as they believed Martin had everything under control, but they decided to turn around to make sure. Martin had him on the ground, but it looked like he was struggling to keep him controlled, so we asked him if he needed a hand, Tuaninga said. He said yes. So we got out of the truck and helped him get him into the car, Munye continued. It turns out the individual did not have a knife, but Dodds noted neither the officer nor did Munye and Tuaninga know what they were walking into when they offered their assistance. When the police get in an altercation like that, it is our job. We are being paid to do it, but sometimes we might be struggling or overmatched, and when people like these young men step in to help, it just means so much to us, Dodds said. A lot of people, if they were to drive by, and you see this all the time, might have just taken out their cell phone and start filming it. That is so counterproductive. All that does is escalate the situation. For the member, it potentially could have meant his life. We need all the help we can get, and these guys stepped up. It takes a lot of courage to do what they did. Overdue family reunion. It was a day Wegeta Aman was not sure would ever come. But on November 22, she was finally reunited with her parents and 6 siblings, thanks to the efforts of the Barrhead Community Refugee Committee, BCRC. Wegeta came to Canada in 2014 from East Africa after being sponsored by her husband, Musi. He came to Barrhead about 10 years ago through the help of the Nirlandia Christian Reform Church Committee. Her father had been a refugee since 1987 after fleeing from Sudan to escape the Eritrean People's Liberation Front, who were at war with Ethiopia. The BCRC had been working on reuniting the family for the better part of 3 years. BCRC Chair Rita Lister said they are so grateful that the family is in Barrhead, adding if their arrival had been much later, their reunion would not have taken place. The last month was very tumultuous in Sudan between demonstrations and uprisings, she said, adding that newly instituted travel restrictions due to the Omicron COVID-19 variant would have made their arrival impossible. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.